My name is Fritz Koch. I'm the training captain of Boulder Rural Fire and the chair of the Boulder County Cooperators. We are at Calwood Education, and we are training the next round of wildland firefighters. So we have 35 students here that have been in class for 3 days, and now we have 2 days in the field. And they're learning to use their hand tools and how to simulate firefighting without live fire.
How does a person sign in for these? How do you get to where these people are right now learning how to deal with wildfires?
Each of them is a member of one of the volunteer agencies and some of the career agencies around Boulder County. And so they've signed up through the course for the course through their agencies. Agencies provided the gear that they need, and we come on out and do what we do.
And what are the requisites? How can people sign in for this, learning how to deal with a wildfire?
Well, we defer to the agencies. If you are a member of the agency for whatever reason, then as long as the agency endorses you, covers your workman's comp insurance and so forth. But this is the entry-level class, so you really don't have to have any background whatsoever to do it. We stress that you need to be physically fit, because obviously we're hiking up and down a lot of hills and working hard throughout the day. But yeah, anybody can sign up and join us. And we're a whole volunteer fire world is lacking firefighters at this point, so we take all we can get.
If you can speak about how you are preparing for this.
Well, we were off to a very early start. We didn't expect to be fighting fires. You know, we started with December 30th, before the year even ended, with some of our worst fires in Colorado history. And we got a little bit of snow after that, and we were pretty much fighting fire all the way through spring. This class we usually try to get done before we really hit prime fire season, and yet we've already had a significant season. So drought is something that we're watching, and unfortunately we have very little control over. So it's a matter of just trying to stay alert with your weather conditions and what's going on with the environment, and try to increase staffing whenever possible. And so we'll look, and for example, the next several days are lining out. So we have been broadcasting the weather every hour up here, so that in a real fire situation, everyone would know, hey, this is the change that's going on throughout the day. Then we have a longer term look on that, and we start looking 2-3 days out, and you know, 6 months back, I don't know, down to a week back, and just try to make the best of it. We're just more the responders that are out there. We have very little control over, you know, we can't make this stop, but we can do our best to deal with it.
Here in Calwood, there's like a way of preparing the land or trying to manage the land so that way you get less exposure to fires. Is there any recommendation that you would like to provide for those that are living up here in the mountains that is urgent?
Absolutely. Well, there's, you know, wildfire mitigation will come up, and if you look around, you'll see many of these trees don't have the lower branches on them. Those have been cut off. And those are what we call ladder fuel. So that prevents the fire, if it's just a simple fire down in the grasses, from crawling up into the trees. So mitigation and removing trees and thinning is a huge part of it. And one of the simplest things that I recommend for homeowners is to walk around your house and look anywhere that you're collecting pine needles, leaves, anything like that. That is where the wind is swirling, and it's collecting those leaves in that spot. If you have a fire near you, the exact same place is where the embers are going to land. So now you have that receptive fuel bed, and you're potentially dropping an ember right into that. And that's where you're going to have your most problems. So when you find those spots, clean those up, but also pay attention to everything about your home construction in that location. Do you have gaps in your siding? Do you have vents in the roof? Do you have anywhere that ember could kind of nest in and start a fire?
As you're describing them, I'm getting super worried, because in my house I have all that you're just describing. How can people get more advice, personal advice, if they are having questions about their buildings?
Easiest way would be to reach out to your local fire department, and they probably have full staff ready to come out and do a home assessment. Boulder County has a number of groups that will offer their services depending on where you live, but start with your local fire department and they can point you in the right place.
Finally, just to wrap it up, if you can describe what this group of people, these volunteer firefighters, have been doing today, a whole day in Calwood. I'm sure they're exhausted.
Well, we started with a couple hours of instruction of saying this is the different hand tools that we use in the fire service and this is how you use them appropriately. And while that was happening, we had some other firefighters going around and creating a simulated fire. And so they created a little mock fire perimeter up here on the hillside. And then we bring in the crews and say, all right, this is your fire. Now anchor, flank, and pinch is one of the terms that we use. You create an anchor point and then you flank the fire and you pinch off the head of the fire. One of the techniques that we use. And so then they're just led with instructors who are also firefighters leading them and answering all their questions and showing them how to do it correctly and safely.
As we were walking up to find you, to find your crew, we just saw that you have the ambulance down there and it's running. It's on. Why do you have it on? And is that part of this learning process?
Not so much part of the learning process as just a safety consideration that I wanted to make sure if somebody were injured that we had the means to tend to them immediately. And so we have asked the ambulance, and AMR has been very kind in donating the service to be here for the full weekend. And so they have a firefighter and a paramedic, or I'm sorry, a EMT and a paramedic staged here. And we're going to simply provide them a little dinner and thank them for their services. And thankfully, we have not needed them, but very glad to have them here.
Last message that you would like to send it out there. Maybe there's somebody else that would like to be part of this group of volunteer firefighters, especially now that we're getting these heat waves coming and we need to get ready.
Well, I guess kind of going back to where I started, reach out to your local fire department. If there's a volunteer department in the area, if you're living in a city, you probably have a career department. Our website is BOCOfire, BOCOfire.org, and we post courses there all the time, and many of them don't have any prerequisites, so there's a little contact us link there that comes to me, and I answer any questions that I get, so happy to help however we can.
So sign in, huh?
Absolutely.
A lot of work, though.
Absolutely.
But worth it.
It always feels good, and it's just something that Colorado and throughout the West really needs at this point.
Thank you so much. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter here in Caldwell today, seeing firefighters learning the ropes. Thank you.